This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. Miami has Art Basel. Now it's the time of year when Fort Lauderdale gets its own Art Week. The fourth annual Art Fair on the Water is going on during the city's designated Art and Design Week. It lasts through the weekend. I went inside one of the homes on the water filled with art, Bahamas House. Inside a waterfront mansion that's on the market just off A1A in Fort Lauderdale, Jennifer Nyack Feldman walks me through rooms full of bright artwork. She curated this exhibit, Bahamas House. She grabs an orange fish mask.
Junkanoo is really one of our most popular exhibits in the show. These are these beautiful, colorful, handmade masks. The collection that I have are designed after tropical fish and birds that are native to the various islands within the Bahamas.
Hurricane Dorian devastated parts of the island chain in September. This show is from artists based out of the Bahamas. Nyack Feldman's passion for the islands comes in part from her family. Her husband is Bahamian, and they spend time in Grand Bahama.
I wanted to talk about the resiliency of the Bahamian spirit, and I wanted to show the beauty and the joy that's there, and all of the reasons why to keep going and to keep supporting and to keep paying attention.
Some of the pieces show colorful joy, while others were born out of expression from Hurricane Dorian. A portion of the art proceeds from Bahamas House will go back to the Bahamas. It'll fund arts education and rebuilding an orphanage in Freeport called the Grand Bahama Children's Home. I'm Katie Switalski in Fort Lauderdale.